Hello there, faithful listener. You've tuned in to Season 7 of the Bible Explained podcast. So make sure to grab your cup of coffee, because today we are going to be discussing the Book of Romans. Hello and good morning, faithful listeners, and welcome to the Bible Explained podcast. And hi, my name is Jen. I am the host here, and I'm excited that you're here to talk about the gospel with me, because that is what we're going to be delving into today. Romans chapter 2, verses 11 through 16. And we're going to talk about, if people have never heard the gospel, does that mean that they are going to hell? Like, say somebody on a deserted island somewhere has never heard of the gospel of Jesus. Does that mean they are going to hell? So we'll talk about that very, very in-depth question today. So let's read Romans 2, 11 through 16 out of the WEB. For there is no partiality with God. For as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. As many as have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it isn't the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who don't have the law do by nature the things of the law, these, not having the law, are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience testifying with them, and their thoughts among themselves accusing or else excusing them, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men, according to my good news, by Jesus Christ. So for the past couple of days, Paul has been going into how the Gentiles are sinning very outwardly and very publicly, and they're teaching other people to do all of these terrible sins, and that they're going to be condemned for those sins in the end. And then on Tuesday, we talked about how the Jews were doing basically the exact same thing, except all of their sins were internal, and they also will be judged for their internal sins that they are committing, especially because they think that they are better than the people who are doing these sins very outwardly and very publicly. And Paul's arguing, no, I mean, you're exactly the same, because even though you're not publicly doing these sins, you are condemning other people for doing these sins, but yet you are still doing them in your heart. You're doing it secretly and not in the public eye, and that is no better to God. And we ended on Tuesday by talking about how there is no partiality with God. So we did read verse 11 on Tuesday, and I reread it today, that there is no partiality with God. And what this means is that God does not care where a person is from. God does not look at a person and is like, oh, you know what? Because they're from Israel, I love them more. Because they're from this place, I love them more. Or because they're rich, I love them more. God does not care about any of that. He shows no partiality. He shows no favoritism whatsoever. And I read on Tuesday a verse from the Old Testament that talks about this very thing. It's from the book of Amos, where God says, do you Israelites think that you're special because I brought you up out of Egypt? Well, I did the same thing for the Philistines. I brought them up out of their land, and I brought the Armenians up from this other land. And so you're not special just because I brought you up out of a specific land. There is no partiality with God. And he shows that all throughout scripture. And I think a lot of people read the Old Testament and they think, oh, you know, all of the Old Testament was for the Jews specifically. It's not for Gentiles in any way, shape, or form. But the point is that that's not actually what the Old Testament is saying. The Old Testament was, yes, given to the Jews so that the Jews could teach other people how to live. It wasn't just for the Jews. And God made that very, very clear from the beginning of time, basically, that he loves all people equally, because we are all made in the image of God. He does not look at any one person different from another person. He only judges people based upon their actions. And if their actions are anti-God and unloving towards other people, God is going to condemn that. And that is what we talked about all on Tuesday. So in verse 12, Paul is now going into the Old Testament law and how God is not showing any partiality with the Old Testament law. Because here's what it says. Paul says, for as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and as many as have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. What this means is that people who have not heard about God's law, and they ended up dying without ever hearing about the law, in the end, they will be judged without the law because they didn't have the law when they were on earth. And because they didn't have the law, they didn't know exactly what to do and what not to do. And so God is not going to judge them based upon the law. But for the Jews who have the law and who are studying the law and who are trying to keep the law, as many as have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. So in the end, when they die, God is going to judge the people who believed in the law by the law, if that makes sense. For it isn't the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. So that is very important. And this verse is not just talking about the Old Testament, by the way. This can be broadly talking about the entire Bible, because we can't just be hearers of the Bible and not doers. Being hearers means nothing, because we can hear it and it will go in one ear and out the other. We have to do it. That is what is truly going to make us right with God, is if what we hear, we put into practice. And this is exactly what Jesus said. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." I think other versions of scripture say, "If you love me, then do what I say." It's very blunt and to the point, and it was exactly what Jesus was trying to communicate with his disciples. If they claim to love Jesus, they can't just listen to what he says and not do it. Obviously, if you love somebody and they ask you to do something, you're going to do it. And unfortunately, there are so many people that just go to church, sit down, listen to it, don't take anything in, and then go home. And I can't say I haven't been guilty of that before. There's a lot of times when I do that. But unfortunately, there's also a lot of people who don't apply the scriptures in their life during the week as well. So they're not sitting down to read their Bibles. They are not sitting down to do a devotion. They're not sitting down to pray. They're not doing anything to really grow that relationship with Christ or to learn more about how God wants us to live. And one of the ways God wants us to live is by meditating on his word. Because when we meditate on his word, we get to know it a lot. His word is our guidebook for life. So we can't just be hearers of the word on Sunday mornings, or even with this podcast or any other podcast you guys are listening to. You can't just be hearers. You have to be doers as well. That's what it says. For it isn't the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. Then verse 14. For when Gentiles who don't have the law do by nature the things of the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience testifying with them and their thoughts among themselves, accusing or excusing them. This is talking about the conscience that God has put in every single person. It is really interesting that basically every person knows that murder is wrong, right? That if somebody were just to go up and start stabbing somebody for no reason, a person would typically think that that is wrong. Even people who have never been told it, even young children know that that's wrong. Even secularists or people who don't even believe in God know that it's wrong for somebody to go up and start stabbing somebody, because everybody has a conscience. We don't have to be told that something is wrong. We automatically know it. In fact, speaking of secularists, every good thing secularists argue for comes from the Bible. That is the chapter title from a book called Quick Answers to Social Issues by Brian Osborne. But I'm going to read a little bit of this chapter because it talks a lot about what we are discussing today. Here's what it says. As seen repeatedly, secular arguments are simply opinions without authority. Since their worldview cannot account for the standard they're claiming, secularists constantly borrow from the biblical worldview to argue against the Bible. Ironically, their ability to argue at all shows that they're wrong. When you drill down past the emotionalism, logical fallacies, and bad argumentations, At the core of his arguments, the non-believer is typically appealing to some biblical principle we wholeheartedly agree with. What we disagree with is the twisting and misapplication of the principle and the fact that they've hijacked it from the Bible. The unbeliever's awareness of a truth, misapplied as it might be, shows the morality and conscience given to them by their Creator, whose image they reflect. The effects of the fall are also on display as the unbeliever attempts to twist what is good for their own sinful purposes. As God's image bearers, every human has the truthfulness of the biblical worldview written on their hearts and hears the unceasing testimony of creation and conscience. Ultimately, the reason the unbeliever doesn't make the connection of his passion to the Bible is because he doesn't want to. And that is actually specifically talking about today's portion. The author references Romans 1, 18 through 20, and also Romans 2, 14 through 16, which says, "For when Gentiles who don't have the law do by nature the things of the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience testifying with them and their thoughts among themselves, accusing or excusing them." And then the author concludes by saying, "Although the secularist's worldview can't account for the real thing he loves, the Bible can. The good thing that resonates with him does exist, just not in his worldview and not for his purpose. It exists only in true reality, God's reality. The non-believer either needs to stop stealing from the biblical worldview or get saved." I just love that. Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. But once again, this book is called Quick Answers to Social Issues by Brian Osborne, and it talks about a lot of different topics. So if you're interested in a really simplistic understanding of all of those issues in a Christian perspective, check out this book by Brian Osborne. Okay, but the reason I read that particular chapter is because it ties in absolutely perfectly with what we talked about today. Everybody has a conscience. Every person can differentiate right from wrong. Even people who have never heard the Bible, who have never heard the name Jesus, even people who refuse to believe in God can differentiate between right and wrong. And specifically for people who refuse to believe in God, they're actually stealing from the Bible. They are taking principles from the Bible, twisting them, and applying them in their own worldview, in their own way. But for those who had never heard of the law, like Paul's talking about here, the Gentiles who had never heard of the law, or even for people who have never heard the name of Jesus, does that mean they cannot get saved? That just because they've never heard the gospel, that when they die, they are going to go to hell? That doesn't seem very fair, and a lot of people have that question. But it's clear, based upon scripture, that if people seek, they will find. If people are looking for God, they will find him. If people are searching for the truth, they will find it. Because they have so many things that God has given them. They have their conscience. They have all of creation to look at and to view and to see that there was an intelligent designer. They have many things that God has given them so that they can find the truth, even if they don't have the gospel. Now, this is no excuse, of course, for Christians to just sit on their butts and not go out into the world and spread the gospel to every creature, because obviously God's word is very, very powerful, and God's word tells people what is right and what is wrong very specifically. And God's word is the good news. It is the salvation of Jesus Christ. So Christians have an obligation to evangelize, to tell people about God's word, because it is the true way to live our lives. However, if somebody is, like, say, on a remote island for their entire lives and they have never been told about Jesus, I do not believe that that means that that person cannot be saved, because God loves every single person. God can do absolutely anything, and he can show people the truth. Even people who have never heard the gospel before or have never heard the name Jesus before. So in verse 16, to conclude, it says that in the day, God will judge the secrets of men according to the good news by Jesus Christ. So this goes back to the idea that there is no partiality with God. God loves every single person equally. And God is going to judge every single person very fairly and very equally based upon what that person was given in their life. There's a verse I remember that my mom always used to quote at me when I was a kid, which is, those who know to do good and don't do it, they are sinning. And that verse applies because people who have God's word and aren't living by it, they are going to be judged. They knew to follow it. They knew to listen to it and to do it as well, not just to listen. They knew to do it, and yet they didn't do it. And because of that, they were sinning because they knew to do good and they did not do it. So God is going to judge that for the people who have his word. He will judge them by that. And for the people who don't have his word, he's not going to judge them based upon the law, is what Paul says here, but he's going to judge them based upon how they responded to the truth that they were given, how they responded to the truth of creation, seeing that there was an intelligent designer, or based upon their conscience, what God put inside of them, the difference between right and wrong. And if they just ignore that truth that they've been given, then they will be judged for that. So God shows no partiality, but he is very, very fair. Paul says he's going to judge the secrets of men according to the good news by Jesus Christ. And what is the good news of Jesus Christ? Well, the good news is the gospel of grace. Okay, faithful listeners, if you know of any atheists that need to hear today's episode, then send it right on over to them. And maybe they'll actually listen to today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed what we talked about today. If you did, like it and share it, and also write a little review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget that exclusive content is coming your way when you sign up for a membership tier at Ko-fi, which is linked in the description of this episode, and I'll keep you guys updated for when that exclusive content gets released. Faithful listeners, have a fantastic rest of your day. Happy listening, and God bless.